listen to Steve Gruber. That's easy. So you can outsmart your friends the next time you argue. Here's Gruber.
Yeah. Ho, 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 it's magic. It's magic. You know. Yeah. All right. Well, let's start with this because I want you. I think we're going to end today with beer and pizza and boiling cauldrons. You know, something a little bit different from it. But first, I want you to know that the road to Michigan's future is paved by hardworking construction workers earning a great living and building something bigger than themselves. Man, that sounds good. If you're interested in learning more about the many opportunities in a career in construction, go to my website, stevegruber.com. Click on Michigan Construction. There's a banner right there. You can't miss it. MichiganConstruction.com will help match your interests and your skills with available careers, education, training opportunities. You could be earning while you're learning. Absolutely true. You could be next to help fix and build our great state of Michigan. Plus, don't forget, every week we feature one job, the sexiest job of the week. You can also find that at stevegruber.com. The sexiest job of the week. And these are good jobs. I mean, the jobs that are out there, lots of them, by the way. So many offer free training and the ability to get you set up and rolling. Michigan is the place to be right now. Great homecoming for a lot of folks that left the state when the economy got bouncy, right? When the economy got, and there's so much to fix. In fact, there's so much to fix. The Domino's Pizza is doing its part to save its pizza from beat-up roads, one pothole at a time. That's right. Domino's is out there fixing potholes, and you can get a hold of them and say, listen, my town has terrible potholes. I'm busting my teeth. I'm losing fillings. My car's getting smashed up because the potholes are awful. You know you've been there when you see a pothole and you tense up. You think you've knocked lug nuts off your wheel? Yeah. Well, here's what Domino's is saying. We don't want to lose any great-tasting pizza to a pothole ruining a wonderful meal. Domino's cares too much about its customers and its pizza to let that happen. So they announced Monday the launching of more than 150,000 Domino's hotspots, you know, and Domino's is looking for places in these towns and cities where they can repair the roadways, ones that certainly directly affect their customers. It's already happened in Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, and Burbank, California. But I say, Domino's, you're a Michigan company. We have tough road conditions here, and it's time for Domino's to step up. Domino's home state of Michigan could probably use some help as well. So they've got these big old asphalt trucks out there that say Domino's. Oh, yes, we did. If you're interested in nominating your town for a paving grant, free money, baby, free money from Domino's, go to pavingforpizza.com. Pavingforpizza.com. There's a little free promotion for Domino's, but you know what? If you're going to fix potholes in my town, that's great. Almost 15,000 stores across America. Fix my roads, please. Pavingforpizza.com. There you go. If we can't get it done through the politicians, maybe Domino's can get it done. Right? So there's your pizza. Here's your beer. Ready for some beer? The Ontario Conservative leader, Doug Ford, by the way, it was his brother that was the mayor of Toronto that died of a heart attack that was, you know, had all the trouble with cocaine and so forth. Well, Doug Ford looks a lot like his brother, big fella. And he says it's time to lower the cost of beer. He said what the province of Ontario really needs is $1 beer. And he may have found an issue that really, you know, resonates with people. Buck a beer. Beer has been on the mind of conservative leaders for a while. Less than 2 weeks ago, federal conservative leader Andrew Scheer was tweeting about how Canadians were spending too much in taxes on beer. Scheer noted that a case of 24 included $20 in taxes. That's $16 more than Americans pay for their cases of beer. But you find the weak spot, you apply pressure. Canadians, I understand, have a bit of a weakness when it comes to beer. Beer price is also worrying to Ford, but not so much the tax as the base price. In a recent statement, Ford promised that if he forms the next Ontario government, he will allow beer to be sold for just $1 a bottle in order to give beer drinkers a break and increase competition. He also noted that it was the Liberal government that insisted the minimum price for beer couldn't stay at $1. They had to raise prices. If a brewer wants to offer you a buck of beer, there's no reason for government to stand in your way, says Ford, and I agree. If beer's going to be cheap, by golly, let's do it. Let's do it in Canada. And if you really want to get elected, offer free beer. Free beer for all. Just vote for me, and that'll get her done. Hey, here's another thing that I saw. And you know, every week, the stories pile up on my desk here. I mean, there's so much going on. And cool stories. Stories that are interesting and out of the ordinary, like this one. Green Lake was, past tense, was the largest freshwater lake on Hawaii's Big Island. But it disappeared in an hour and a half. Another victim of Kilauea. And no kidding. Lava from fissure number 8 began pouring into the lake on the 2nd of June. And it turned it into a rolling cauldron. It was boiling water. It evaporated in 90 minutes. This lake was 200 feet deep. A 200-foot lake. Green Lake. Located near the intersections of Highway 132 and 137. Big, beautiful lake. Just on the outskirts of Kapoho Farm Stand where they sell the smiley papayas, bananas, and all that for $5. You can go to Green Lake, a deep freshwater pool, a crater atop Green Mountain, one of the legendary local places where Jacques Cousteau tried to plumb its depths in a submarine but finally gave up. That's how big this lake was. It boiled away in an hour and a half. When the lava hit the lake, it turned into steam. I mean, wow. That's incredible. That's power. If you're sick and tired of the IRS or the state of Michigan controlling your life, listen up. Every unfiled tax return and unanswered letter from the IRS affects your rights and your future. And yes, you have rights, and yes, you have a future. Chris McClatcher has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. If you're battling the IRS or the state of Michigan, you need to fight back. You need to be prepared. You need Chris McClatcher. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. Do it right now. Final thoughts after this.